The year is 2008. Actually, it's my first girlfriend and the girl that I lost my virginity to. She was diagnosed as infertile. Okay.
And you were just shooting up the club every night.
I was shooting up the club. That's jokes, bro. I was shooting up the club every single night. So,
I don't think girls, like, okay. Girls don't want, truly want a good, good boy. They want a headache a little bit.
They feel more when you, with their emotion.
Is that fucked up? Is that toxic?
It's toxic as fuck, bro. Cause like,
what's some of the most toxic shit you've done? Oh.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
I almost died the other day, bro, in a car accident.
You were driving.
I was driving. It was 1:30 a.m. I just came back from my boy's first performance. I'm literally driving the car like this, one hand under the steering wheel.
Flexing the bicep.
Flexing the bicep. And you know how, like, when you have, you're exiting from the highway? You know when you're exiting from the highway and there's that point of no return, like the median where it's like cars will keep going straight and then it's like you can't get onto the exit no more? Bro, we're like deep. We're deep, bro. And this car comes out of nowhere on a T-bone axis to me, like right in front of me like this.
Yeah.
It's 1 a.m. It's 1:30 a.m. I'm not expecting the car to come out of the fucking ditch, bro. Like dirt was flying up. Grass was flying up. And I had to cut like this and his car kept cutting. So I had to cut across. I was in the far left lane. I had to cut almost four lanes across and I'm going straight into a wall. And then I had to cut back to get around and I'm in a Jeep and the Jeep almost flipped.
They roll
like crazy, bro. So I had to like cut. It happened in 2 seconds, bro. It was like that.
Wait, so you made contact with him? Or you got
no, bro. I literally like.
Oh, so there wasn't an accident. You missed the accident.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
You ever seen like Equalizer?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when he puts the watch, Denzel.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And everything slows down and shit. Mm-hmm. My spidey senses were tingling.
You were like
bro.
Seeing everything like.
In slow motion, bro.
Like 2x speed. Or what's like. Not 2x speed. What's the opposite of 2x speed?
0.5 speed. 0.5. Almost died,
two
bro.
Times.
Almost died.
Dude, you gotta chill. Like, you can't be driving anymore. Are Canadians bad drivers or was it the other guy's fault?
100% the other guy's fault, nigga. He came out of nowhere, bro.
Who was in the car? You and...
Some girl.
Ugh. See, bro?
Saved her life.
You weren't... What were you? What was going on in the passenger seat?
Just, you know, driving.
Have you ever, like, got some car play while you were driving and it, like, affected the... Your skill, your driving skills?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Car accidents like that?
I've never been in a car accident. And I've never been pulled over. I've never been pulled over by the police.
Knock that shit.
Ever. Never been pulled out of, no.
Bro, you should like speak for black people.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm not saying do as I do. I'm just saying I've never actually been pulled over. Ever. In my entire life. I've been in the car.
That's crazy,
where
bro.
People get pulled over.
But like, you've never been driving and pulled
I've
over.
I've never been driving and got pulled over.
Bro,
ever.
That's like a impressive.
33 years old.
Yeah, what? Dude, I've been pulled over. I just got in a car accident.
Fuck.
Like a stupid little one. Like it was so annoying. Like pulling out of a spot. Someone just didn't stop. Hit the front of my car. It was so annoying.
Trash,
like last
bro.
Week.
I'm sorry. I remember your whip too.
Yeah, I got it. I just got it wrapped too. And it's like fucked because I got to... Like, they can't paint it the same. I'm going to have to go get it, like, the paint fixed and then get it right. So
people just love to hit your car. Last time I saw you in Miami, I remember you just got something, like, detailed or fixed on the
man,
side.
A teat fucking wrecked my car one time. Tried to lie to me about it. Not at first. At first, he was like, dude, listen. At first, he's like, dude, I have a shoot tomorrow in the morning, like, before you guys get up. Can I use your car? Go, of course, bro. Use my car. Shoot. Teat comes back.
Well, no.
He's like, I don't know. The car was parked out front of the house. And then I came. He was like, then I came back and it was scraped.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, bro. And then he's like, it like went on for a little bit. And he's like, nah, I scraped it. And then I'm like, all right.
All right. You fessed up, bro. You're a good friend for that.
No, cool. What? This wasn't that big of a deal. It's funny. Now looking back on it, that shit's funny.
It's like a tattoo on your car.
Are you? Yeah, he did. He hooked it up. Man, he got man. It fixed and shit.
Redeemed yourself.
Are you single right now?
Single.
Single as a Pringle? How did it end? Like, badly or pretty mutually?
Still haven't, like, had the closure talk.
No way.
Still haven't the, like, this is why we didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could be friends with her and not on some, like, you did some vile shit. We can't be friends, but on some, like, there's I don't know. I really wanted something. To be with you type of thing. But I know that either right now we can't be together. So it's just, like... Probably seeing her in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in 2 days, so I'm gonna see her.
So you think it's like About being like a high value man or what?
Oh.
No,
see
no,
what you did
no,
there.
No, no, no. Let's see. Like, I want to hear what, because you came in hot about this. Like, I need to talk about what it means to be a high value man. And so I
want to say
we're
going
to bring
man.
It up right in the beginning.
Because I want to say something, bro. Because, like, I mean, you know, that's obviously a punch word that you hear a lot lately. But the thing that kind of gets me is, like, you'll see women say that they want a high value man. Yep. Listen, I'm not claiming that I'm a high value man or anything. Mm-hmm. But what I'll say is I think a high value man has worked so hard and so intensely to become a high value man. He's probably had to go through a lot of bullshit, a lot of self-work, a lot of getting fucked over and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So when I notice is, like, girls will hit me up on Instagram, for example, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're so hot, or you're successful, or you're a celebrity, or whatever it is that they're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like a good connection here. I feel like we're down to earth. I'm down to earth. We're talking and stuff like that. But it's like I can never really meet up with some of those girls sometimes.
Yeah.
And I feel like what they do is they'll say they want a high value man, but I feel like deep down inside they're intimidated or maybe even insecure about it. And they're like, fuck, this guy's going to see through me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to see that I'm maybe not bringing something to the table, or like maybe I haven't worked on myself as much. So when it comes to, like, when I see these podcasts and I see these girls like, I want a high value man, high value man. It's not more so understanding what a high value man is or even being in the same room as one. I think it's more like, girl, you wouldn't even know what to do with a high
like,
value
is that,
man
are you
if
sure
you
that's
had
what you
one.
Want? Like,
you know,
that's what you're saying? Because
I see a lot of baddies settling down with simps, bro. Like, niggas that they just got whipped.
They just
like,
want a simp. Like, someone
you know?
To listen to.
Like, a nigga
that'll listen to them.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
know?
That's like, mm-hmm.
You know what and I'm saying?
So, does that devalue the man if you see someone's, like, copping out?
I mean, at the end of the day, if you're with a baddie, you're with a baddie. But the whole thing is, like, it's transactional. You know? Like, we're in L.A. right now. Everything's transactional. Mm-hmm. A lot of relationships these days is transactional. I used to get mad about it.
Do you like that or you don't like that?
I don't like that at all. But at the end of the day, I used to get mad about it. But now I feel like that's like a contractual agreement between these two people.
Yeah.
So if she's like, whatever, he flies me to Mykonos and we go to Maldives or whatever the fuck, you know, like.
Who you been talking to?
Baddies.
Yeah.
What's a high value
woman? Hey, okay.
Woman?
Lala, talk for the girls in the world right now. What are some attributes
of a high value
that
woman.
Make a high value woman, and what are some attributes that are definitely a red flag that isn't a high value woman?
Okay, so a high value woman to me, I think the easiest way I could sum this up is divine feminine energy. That's it. I'm old school, and I'm not saying like, oh, she's got to stay at home and cook and clean and all these things. I feel like as a man, I like the idea of being a provider man.
Yeah.
I don't like, oh, 50-50, this and that. Lala and I were actually just talking about this. I don't think about the whole 50-50, you got to pay this and that. If I'm in love with a girl, she doesn't have to ask me for anything. Yeah. I'm going to provide it no matter what, because I'm just like, baby, I just want to see you smile. If I'm buying you a bag and that's the cost of what it takes to make you smile and see you smile, then I'm going to pay that. Okay. That's how I feel, you know? But I think the problem that I have with like the red flags.
So if the bag is making them smile and you feel like that's your way to like make them smile, to me, that would be a way of devaluing a woman to me. Like if I saw that is what brought her happiness and it was like, oh, if I need to make this bag to make you smile, I'm kind of out.
I agree.
Like I want to get like you're smiling. You deserve a bag. You know what I mean? Like not like. Oh, she's not smiling. Let's get her. Oh, now she's smiling until I get her the next. Like, you know,
I agree.
I mean?
And I think like probably like the problem that I have is that girls will allow themselves to stay in toxic relationships with guys that just fill the void of love or lack thereof by just buying them shit. Because I know I'm like, bro, 90% of my friends are women. Right. And I hear the things that they say and the things that they allow. And I'm like, yo, I'm actually like a pretty decent guy.
Yeah.
You know? pretty decent. I'm looking around the room.
That's
some faces of disagreement.
95% of your friends you think are girls?
Yeah. And I hear the things they're saying. They're like, oh, well, like, he treats me like shit. I know he's fucking around. Or, like, he disappeared for, like, 3 days. And, like, they're dating this guy. But, you know, like, he just bought me this. Or he just bought me that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you've literally reduced yourself to
their
a bag.
Own value.
You've reduced yourself to a trip to Vegas or whatever. You know what I mean? So, the difference is this. My whole problem is not the whole bag and the exchange and the transaction. My whole problem and the red flag would be if she asks for it. or if it's just something that you want to do out of the goodness of love. If a girl's like, take me to Mastro's on the first date type shit, I don't even know your name, and this is the first thing you're asking. I get DMs like that. You're hot. Take me to Mastro's.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, what the fuck is your name? You know, like, your account's private. Like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between, you know, like, how I feel towards, like, the way that some women maneuver these days.
Yeah.
My girl, like, she won't have to ask, take me here, take me there, buy me this, buy me that. You're going to be like, I love you, and I just want to fucking, like, provide. I just want to make you smile.
Do you want that?
I think I did until this last relationship.
So it goes in and out.
It goes in and out.
I think that's normal, though. I think that's normal.
I'm definitely not in a fuckboy phase. Like, I'm not hunting right now, you know, but I would say that, like, I don't see any prospects in the immediate future that I'm like, oh.
I have a question, coach. So off the going bench. Back to what you just said, like, you were like, most majority of your friends are women.
Yeah.
I have a very big question. Be honest, okay?
Give it to me.
Okay, I mean, it's just funny because she's like one of your best friends, and she's a girl.
She's known me the longest.
So can girls and guys truly be friends? Like,
platonically.
Zero sexual, do you know what I mean? Is that a thing?
8 years, friends. Yeah, some friends that
are not, but... Okay, but listen. Another, okay, I'll give you my opinion on it first, and then I'll tell you what you think about
it. I like
that,
this. Okay?
I think it, the simple answer is yes.
Yeah.
A man, an attractive woman, an attractive man can be friends. In my experience, it's up to the girl.
Yeah. 100%.
9.5 times out of 10, if you gave your guy friend that chance, they're going to take it. You agree or no?
I'm going to say
you're
yes.
You're the one that just said you had 95%.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say with her, no, because like.
No. No. What's so crazy is like, there are different circumstances. Like, you do get past the point where you're like, you're pretty much siblings and it would be fucking weird.
Yes.
I'm not talking, I guess, like that. But I mean, like, your friends, your homies, like that.
100%.
Like, kind of not newer 100%. Friends, but like a couple years, whatever. You're in the squad. Like, you've never done anything but be homies. But then like, if the chance,
one drunken
night, if it was available, I would be willing to bet more often than not.
Yeah.
Dudes, which goes back. So you agree with that kind of?
I agree with you. Okay. Yeah.
Which goes back to the kind of valuing you kind of the value for a man and of like how you gauge a high value man and a high value woman are very different.
Completely different.
And a lot of the reason, not there's provider stamp, whatever, protector, you want to nurture. Like, who you want raising your kids, who you want protecting your house. Like, you know, there's different roles, whatever, if you want to go, you know. But I will say the sexual part is a big part of it, of value. And I will say what goes on to that is, like, a lot of women get mad, but I also, in my experience, see a lot of women understand the stereotype and understand the, what's the word, hypocrisy. And... like, if a girl is sleeping with a bunch of people, it is way more frowned upon than a guy sleeping with a bunch of people.
100%.
And I think it's for the same reason we were talking about friends. Guys generally sleep with who they are allowed, whoever allows them.
Facts.
Women sleep with who they choose most of the time.
Facts.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So it makes the act a little different. So, like, we're just kind of, I'm saying generally, if we bare bones it, you know what I mean? Every situation's different.
Facts.
Whatever someone's giving us, we're taking. Girls are, selective. Everyone's constantly trying. They're a little so bit they're more like, selective. Okay, you then, you know what I mean? Whereas guys are like, oh my God, she wants, like, most of the time it's like, oh shit, I'm picked. Like, thank God. Like, you know what I mean?
Guys so is more outbound, women is more inbound.
So it makes the result look like it looks different. You know what I mean? Just because, even if the numbers are different, like you say, like a girl fucked 5 people and a guy fucked 10 people, like the 5 people seems more to, and I would think most girls, women agree with that. You know what I mean?
I agree. I mean, it's like, it's such a weird thing because there is that stigma and I don't know if it's going to go away. Like, OnlyFans obviously is changing the way that people look at sex and intimacy and relationships and stuff like that. I think the idea of relationships is so broken in today's society. Like, I applaud people when they're like, oh, we've been together for 6 months. I'm like, oh my God. You know, that's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like so rare to see relationships that last these days. And it's like heartbreaking because like I consider myself to be a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I want to be in love, I'm really like, fuck, like my heart, bro. Like I actually feel my heart is like I just want like to be domesticated right now. Like,
Are you on the wave of like marriage? Like you think marriage is the end of the thing? Like
I think I'd only get married in America if it gave me citizenship.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, straight up. I know a couple other people. I know a couple other Canadians like that.
No, I would want to. I don't know, man. I've never wanted to get married like for any reason until I moved to America. And people are like, this is probably the easiest way for you to stay here.
Okay. Well, like, that's a whole different. I obviously have never even thought that way because I'm American. But
America.
Like. I think marriage, and I've been thinking more and more about it recently, like marriage is like a weird, screwed up, like government made up, like contract. That's, you know what I mean? If you don't make your own, like making a prenup, it has such a bad stigma around it. Like if you get married, you should make your own. That doesn't mean make it so whoever doesn't have money doesn't get it. Like it means make it on your own. You guys should sit down and write it up. Because if you're just going and getting married and signing a marriage license, that's a generic form that they made for millions of people.
Yeah. It that, doesn't fit every like. Fit.
That, not to mention, fails 55% of the time. People get divorced. And that's not counting people that just get separated and don't get divorced. So if we want to say 70% of the time, that's being modest, I think. It doesn't work.
I agree.
And in a video I saw that.
It puts too much pressure on the relationship.
And if you think about it like that. I saw a video that did a very good comparison. Like if I called you this morning, yo, legend, it's all over the news. There's a 75% chance you're going to get cracked in the head with a coconut today if you go outside. They're falling.
Damn.
You'd leave with a helmet, no? You'd be like, okay, I'm not taking my shot. But like you get married and there's 70% fail is being modest. Like that's not even counting.
It's probably like
what? 80. I'm saying
it's gotta be
end in divorce.
Those are
how many are like I just had a guest on here, a barber. He was like, we're technically married, but we've been separated for 2 years. Like how often do people not get divorced? That's another 10, 15, 20%. Like that's crazy. Facts. That's a failing. That doesn't work.
Do you know what they said? I saw somebody post this. Who sent it to me? It was like somebody from the original crew. They were saying that lesbian relationships have the highest divorce rate of all time.
Really? I saw some video about like races. It was like, what? Wait, lesbians divorce
them. Yeah, I honestly, I would have thought that they would have had the highest.
They miss dick.
I would have thought that they have the highest like stay together rate, but not like somebody sent it to me. It was just
too much attitude. Too much attitude in one relationship.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I thought that this was like a beautiful, harmonious thing between two divine souls, but apparently they have the highest divorce rate.
Piggybacking off of that, like lesbian thing. Have you had a threesome?
Yo, to this day, I still have never had a
threesome. Bro, I like don't believe that.
I will take my glasses off. I've had opportunities.
And you just...
I think the problem is like all these opportunities, like the girls are like decently bad. But I think like in my mind, I've put that idea of like they gotta be bad.
No, all right. So you know what's so crazy? I think exact opposite.
Oh.
Threesome is an excuse to smash 2 fives and it makes a 10.
Damn.
I'm quick serious. Math. I'm serious. It's like an opportunity. Like you don't get that every day.
I have some phone calls I gotta make them.
I'm serious. No, you don't get what I'm saying?
That makes
it's like so like
oh bro. This like, is gonna say, get dark. Say you
hooked
go
up
down
say
there.
You hooked up with one beater. We're gonna get canceled now. Beater, okay? Just one beater, okay? You go your boys are clowning you about it. Like, bro, that was bad. You're like, bro, I was just drunk and horny, blah blah blah. Switch the story now. Two beaters. And then your friends are like, dude, you hooked up with that girl? Her friend was in on it too, so I kind of had it. What? Two L's. No.
Double L?
No, it's not. What? Two.
And there were two baddies?
Was it three guys? Or? No way. Do I know them? What? Do I know them? No. Ah. So it was lit. I'm not into porn stars that much. That's a good question. Legend. When you do your business alone, before the shower and the whenever you're doing it in your own bed. I love whatever. That you're
setting up the scenario here.
You know, well, however you're painting
and you light
it.
The candles.
I don't know if you still. I don't know if you still live in the same apartment, but
I just moved.
Okay, but I'm picturing your old bedroom and the old and the bathroom that's on the left in the hallway and then walk back in your room and
the penthouse.
Yo, remember that video you made and you're like waking up in the morning, there's like 10 baddies in your bed. That was the funniest shit ever. He's like, oh, normal day. He's like throwing girls off him. That was hilarious. Anyway, are you doing it to porn?
Yeah.
Like you like Pornhub porn, two people you don't know.
Yeah. Complete strangers, just
you know
interracial.
You know that's what it. I do? Oh, you like white, oh, so white girl.
Nigga, it's me.
Yeah, but what if it's two black people? That's not interracial.
Guess you got
it,
me there.
Yeah, it has to be. All right, so
I like Latinas, bro. Latinas and white girls and right, Filipinas. Right.
I got that question. I mean, that answer without even asking it. Legend's tight. Yeah, he's like interracial porn.
Yeah. Just
okay, right so you do it. Watch, you watch two. So like my stance on that is watching two random people get it on almost makes me more jealous than turned on.
Damn.
Like almost more like.
No, they're at work, bro. Like they're literally in the office.
Bro, and we're losers alone watching them work, jerk. Like what,
they're actually
bro?
Getting paid to fuck. Yeah, you're right.
So I like to use my own content.
I've done that a lot too.
That's all I can use now. What?
No,
is that
actually,
crazy?
No. No.
Like, that's come on, actually, when you were dating and you were, I'm sure you had videos and shit, like while you had a boy, what? But you made your own. Yeah, I never went back. So what was the point of making it?
I was in a relationship. I made porn in real life.
Did he jerk off to it? I don't know. Like, I like doing a sex date with the girl I'm talking to because you're not always together all the time. And it's like,
what the fuck do you need to watch porn and jerk off for?
Like, so you're not together all the time. It's either that or cheat, dude. I'm kidding.
I like your approach. I like your theory.
What?
Like using your own source material.
Yeah, I like, and then it's almost like I'm reliving it. That's and then you the know thing. When it's time to, it's like the best. Yeah.
You're like, oh,
I need one of those like,
this
those like
Vision
Apple.
Pro.
Yeah. And
sponsor
I want to be
us,
back
Apple.
In there.
Sponsor us.
You get what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
So two random people doing it does it for you.
I mean, I just, yeah, it's not like I've never compared the like my content versus.
I think that's normal. Most reactions I get when I say that statement is like normal people watch regular porn. I think
I have a lot of content.
Is this weird? Okay. This is kind of for the girl because you're the only girl in the house. I got it.
She's one of the boys too.
Is it weird? Like say you got nudes. When is the point where you have to delete someone's like nudes or content? Like, is it weird if I have nudes from someone I was dating in college or something?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I never delete it.
Neither do I. I don't think anyone does. Is that weird?
I had a guy tell me recently that like we split up and he was like mm-hmm. watching it while we were not talking.
Yeah.
For like 7
months. Yeah. No, I do
that
all the time.
Send that.
And it's like you're back in it.
I didn't feel like
back at
I
it.
Felt great.
Back at it.
Yo, I don't delete it, and it's not because I'll go back and revisit it. It's just like, it's just in my phone.
No, I'm not. So like, legend, we're a lot more opposite than I thought. I like won't delete it because I'm like, damn, I can't not ever see that again.
I mean, I guess there's that too.
Why,
but
that
like, if you have abundance in your life, then you just keep creating.
I mean, no, there's a library, but
yeah,
I don't want to delete. There's some I've lost on accident. Like
switching into a new phone.
Like, yeah. No.
That's the worst.
Huh? Like I went to go back and look for it, and
it's like when I jumped from Android to iPhone, like, lost it all.
What? Yeah. Oh, you went. You're an iPhone guy now.
iPhone guy.
Wait, I didn't even realize. iMessage. Let's go.
Blue, baby, blue. My boy,
so,
blue.
What's your price? Sex tape.
Like if.
Say Amari's a producer for Pornhub.
Okay.
Aaron Legend.
I don't do porn.
No, you're a producer for Pornhub. I'm making up a bunch of different scenarios for you. That would do not. I would love that. I would love that.
How much would I have to?
Bro,
appear?
Collabing with you would do so much more for me than collabing with any girl. So I'm here till Monday, Amari. he doesn't have an OnlyFans. You're missing a bag. So is it so? Like, say a producer came in and they were like, "We need your sex tape, $100,000." Doing it,
showing your face, showing your tattoo,
yeah,
showing
yeah,
everything.
Yep.
$100,000
cash.
I feel like, why not?
But there's no going back. Just know that, like, $100,000 isn't enough for the rest of your life. And if you want to be an actor, if you want to do anything else, like,
I don't give a fuck about that stuff anymore, bro. Like, I don't care.
So then why don't you have an OnlyFans now?
I don't know, man. Maybe I move to Colombia and.
Bro, if you believe what you just said, you really don't care, like, about what people think, you're missing out on a lot of money on OnlyFans.
Big bags?
Bro,
I could probably pull it off,
too. Bro, you look like a fucking... What do you mean you could probably pull it off, bro? You look like an action figure.
I know
it's
big.
What?
He has the same mind reader powers. Yeah.
You're giving BDE right now. Yo, Mark.
I'm just sitting so
relaxed.
Come
in here for a second. You don't need chicken nuggets? Give us 10 minutes. Whatever.
I'm sitting so relaxed.
He was giving... Look, he's all confident behind the camera over there yelling his opinions out.
Well, I used your Joey Boy white strips the other day.
Yeah. You brush your teeth out there?
Yeah.
It leaves the whitening shit on, so you got to brush your teeth out there. Those things... You know what sucks? Bro. I wish I sold the fucking floss picks. They're the best. They don't break. They're the best ever. I don't have any more of those. Fucking stupid.
I still have my box.
There's some in here.
I love it. I have the hat, bro. I was wearing the hat the other day.
Appreciate you guys. See, I have great friends. Yeah. I have great friends.
Yeah. Oh, we love you, what? Bro.
Bro, I don't even think I sent. I think I gave yours in person. No, or did we mail it? I don't remember.
I don't remember. Oh yeah. Yeah.
See, this is why we need the mic, Mario. All right, Mr. Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Wait,
you're
asking this is a genuine question. I mean,
would I do OF?
No, I'm asking why you aren't. If you just said you're not worried about,
I don't know. I feel like it's only recently that I've like given up on my dreams of being like a successful actor. Like within the past 5 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not because I'm like, oh, it'll never happen. I think I just don't care and I just want to make bags.
Can I say something that'll make you feel better? Even because like the stigma's going more and more away, obviously, and more and more. Harry Jowsey is the number one male earner in the world.
For real.
And what? Top five, bro.
That's not number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't say number one. Top five is fucking crazy, bro. That's top five OnlyFans adult creator in the world. So listen to this.
Big bag.
Lands a Dancing with the Stars gig. Most PG show ever. Dancing with the Stars. Has a sex tape on OnlyFans. What?
I saw the sex tape on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like not
no, it's a fake sex tape, I know, but bro.
No, but bro, he's...
He's on Dancing with the Stars. If that isn't getting rid of the stigma, then...
He's handsome and tall and white, bro. Like, he could probably get away with shit that
great.
I wouldn't.
Great, but I'm... No, but I'm not. That isn't a dig at him.
His number's in his phone, man.
I'm saying
one call away.
Yeah, I'm sure. What Amari probably knows about. Amari's lived with Tana forever. Tana and Harry were like a fucking little. They had a little.
No way.
Like I don't even know something weird. They were like friends, but it was I don't know. They had a
$100,000 for a sex tape.
Long story short, Amari knows Harry probably better than me. He's right. No, but that's
the good fruits at the top.
If you can have OnlyFans and be a public OnlyFans creator and get on Dancing with the Stars, that kind of shows you that
anything
is possible. Do whatever you want.
I actually, and this is a funny thing, bro. Like you see my social media and everyone's like, you're killing it. You love social media.
Yeah.
Bro, my goal is to close my Instagram by next summer.
Yeah.
Like completely. To be financially like free of social media and
start
be making bags. Making bags in the back.
Bro, imagine 10, 15, 20K a month.
I don't even have story replies on my Instagram. Go.
Mari, like,
I'll move my arms out of the way. So there's
Mari's like, my balls grew. Oh, wait, so my balls grew. No, oh, Jewish people got big dicks? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I never heard that. Big noses.
Bro, Drake, bro.
Does Drake have a big dick?
Drake's Jewish black.
No, it doesn't. Dude, saying anything and black and big dick cancels out. Obviously, like.
You're right. I didn't think about that.
Jewish. Yeah. Could have been black. Wait, what might be a. What about black Asian people?
I don't know.
Black Asian people?
I feel like the black genetic is so strong.
It is strong.
I get mine really fast.
Because. I can run fast too, yeah.
Mario's just getting really stereotypical. I can run fast and jump. You can
never got pulled Mario's over by the cops. Actually
a crazy athlete. I've seen him do backflips and shit.
I believe it.
Wait, I wanted to ask you, okay. So you asked me a little when I was like, what's your price for a sex tape? You're like face and it tattoos everything. I'm going to ask this question knowing the answer to it, but you got to indulge. Have you ever collabed, done content without your face and tats and content or face and tats and whatever else in it, your ID in it with female OnlyFans?
Yes.
Creators?
Yes.
How many times?
I don't know, bro, but more than once. So
your dick's out there, but no one knows when it's your dick.
That's right.
So guys, his dick's out there.
I don't even want to get into this.
Get nervous? Like, were you? Like, after you did it, were you like...
There's a little bit of, like, guilt and remorse. Like, you're like, fuck. But usually what I'll do is I'll...
Because you did it or because you might... It might get outed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing. One, I usually will film it off of my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm nasty with CapCut. So I'm like... Wait, I'm going
to
edit
it for them? Edit it and give it back to them?
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, there was my tattoo. Oh, there was my tattoo. Oh, you could hear my voice.
Yeah.
Right? So I've done that before.
So you might be good, though.
But the other thing is this, bro. If a sex tape came out, bro, and you have nothing to be ashamed of, then you're just like, oops, whatever.
Yeah,
like, it literally can't hurt you. What am I going to do? Lose a sponsorship with this company?
See, everyone's seen a dick. Like, relax.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're like,
oh my God, excited.
Yeah, if you're proud of what you're rocking, you know what I mean? Then like, there's no problem. But I have had moments in my mind where I'm like, where I've told a girl from OnlyFans, I'm like, come over, let's film some shit. Mm-hmm. And they came over and I filmed it. And then like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is spicy as fuck. But then they're like, all right, send it to me. And I'm like, you can't post this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, so that's actually happened a lot more times. But there is one video of me. There is one video of me. I am not naming. I'll tell you after who it is, but I'm not naming names.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the video that we did together. And I think it had anywhere between 1 to 2 million views. And I was like,
Twitter or something, or only?
Just on like a random porn site or some shit. And I was like, fuck. Like, I didn't know how to feel about it. I was like,
I guess. You might be missing money, bro. You might miss your content. Bro,
she didn't pay me for posting it on her OnlyFans.
But I'm saying you might be missing out on money because that's your calling. I get closer and closer to porn star every day.
The Black Hammer. I don't know if that's my name or your name. The White Hammer?
Yeah, I was going to say, I probably wouldn't be the Black Hammer. That'd probably be you. I may be the White Hammer.
White Hammer. Black Hammer. White Screwdriver. I like that. Maybe I could start my account today, bro. Fuck it.
The Hammer.
But no, listen, bro. I have a video out there that has more than 1 million views, for sure.
Yeah, of your shit.
And then it just got shared to a bunch of different sites. So I know how to find it. I almost don't even want to show it to you because then you're going to be like,
that's what it is.
Like, this is like,
we need to blow it up. We'll get that clip.
Huh? Does he know the girl? Yes. I'm not dropping any hints.
Wait, so damn, he won't say the name. So we'll start right here again, Mitch.
Just do something where it's like, wait, that's my mouth saying like,
you know, I did. I like collabed with her on OnlyFans, but like not like, I like went live with her one day and we were just like,
so all right, Eskimo take, Bros
like,
truth or no?
Or, no. Like, it was like sat our phone down and just went like, all right, truth or shot. Like, have you ever, like we just both went live on our
first,
you know what I mean?
In the first,
what?
I love how you guessed in the first shot.
Yeah. Cause that's the only one I knew of that you did. Cause we've had like, cause that's, our
she's
mutual.
Here. She's in town.
Yeah. I try to get her on here. She's busy.
Yeah. Supposed to see her yesterday.
See busy. Yeah. Maybe if you hit her up, she'll bounce on.
We were supposed
here.
To hang out yesterday. Yeah.
No pun intended.
Boing.
Yo, leave me some chicken nuggets, Teet.
Fucking spread. We was splitting chicken tenders.
All right, give me when you were rocking and rolling in bed last night, and you were like, "What? Not? I can't right now. Don't get no free sponsor." Honestly, I love McDonald's, but
is there another energy drink, guys?
In the,
si vous plaît.
In the fridge,
but no free sponsor. But
I
like this, bro.
Sick, right?
This is fun. Just this natural, is cool flowing. As fuck, bro.
Oh, we've probably been going for like an hour already. It doesn't even feel like it.
You are built for this shit.
Thank
bro.
You. Thank you. I appreciate
when
it.
When I saw you doing this, I was like, fuck yeah, bro. I was scrolling through my timeline and I seen you, like, you know, just in your podcast setting. I was like,
thank you.
Fuck yes, bro.
I appreciate
this
you.
This is some shit that you should have done a long fucking time
yo,
ago.
Yo, oh, is that cotton candy?
Or sour blue gummy worm.
Oh, shit.
You want to go splitsies, halfsies?
Yeah, I'm down. Bro, you're almost to You're almost like fucking too supportive, bro.
Bro, because you're my nigga,
isn't
bro.
It, is it? Legend's almost like such a good friend that it's almost like, wait, is he just gassing me up? Or you know what I mean?
No.
No, but you're legit. I actually give a fuck about you. You're support.
Quite a bit.
You're supportive to a fault, maybe. Like, that is such a good characteristic to have as a friend.
Bro, I actually try and be there for everyone all the time. But you know what hurts is like when you go on Instagram and your friends are like, they stop supporting you and you still support. Yeah. Has this ever happened to you? This is happening for sure. Where you're like, I don't know how many followers you have now, but hundreds of thousands. Okay. And you see someone that you grew up with, maybe for example, and you're commenting on their shit every day. Get it, bro. Love you, bro. Whatever. Their account has 1,000 followers or some shit. And then you go to their page just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And you look and you see that they're not even following you anymore.
Well, no surprise, bro.
That fucks me up sometimes.
The people that... The most hate I've ever received in my life is from people that know me the best, which is crazy. And the most love I've received is from random people that I've never met, which is fucking... It's mind-fucking and wild. Nah, yeah, fuck you. Put whatever you want. I was just being mean about the thing. But, like...
I agree with you, and I think I saw something, and it was Nipsey Hussle, and he said, like, niggas who come from the same, like, hood that you're from will hate the most because they were dealt the same cards and they did nothing with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, bro, because it's just projection. Nigga, I come from Canada, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't too many of my homies that are from Canada that... I'm going to be honest. I haven't really done anything crazy with their life. And I'm not even claiming that I'm doing something crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just chasing my dreams. Yeah. But it's like niggas will take the easy path. Mm-hmm. And I have conversations with my friends all the time. They're like, well, maybe that's their life. Maybe that's what they wanted. And I'm like, yo, I have this tattoo. Life is one, bro. You got to max out your fucking life. Life is meant to be fucking maxed out. I want to do it all. I want to see it all. I want to feel it all. I want to be part of every little experience. Yeah. The human experience, bro.
Yeah.
You know, society
has this. It scares me. The clock's ticking. And the older you get, like, it's tick, 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 tick. It's so scary. How fucking fast does time fly, bro?
Bro, crazy, dude,
when
bro.
I think about it too much, I, like, get fucking, like, I get, like.
That's what, bro, I'm saying, but we got to max
Snapchat
out.
Snapchat memories freak me out. Like, a year ago today, I'm like, no way, bro.
Like, you're like, nigga, that was yesterday. Yeah, bro.
Oh my God. What's that?
Yeah.
No, like, regardless. Like,
34 this year, bro.
34. I think age is made up. It's not even a real thing. Everyone ages differently. That's like,
I don't,
like,
feel 34.
Clock, time is man made.
Yeah.
Time is man made. It goes on, but the way we clock it is man made. So that number that's attached to your age, that's made up.
It's just something that's tangible.
Yeah. It different for everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you have a real clock. My mom had my little sister when she was 47.
No fucking way.
Isn't that crazy? I was a senior in high school.
No way.
You see my little black sister? She's like your color.
What?
Same mom, different dad.
One of us.
One of us.
I didn't know.
No, but my mom's 47. Called me as a senior in high school. Hey, Joey, pregnant. I'm like, mom, shut up. Like, I've been my mom's only child. 18 years. I was like, shut up, mom. Baby, little accident, no, obviously, but
crazy. That's beautiful. Human body's powerful, man.
You want kids? You ever got to go pregnant?
Obviously.
I never have.
Come on.
I don't know if maybe my.
Can I tell a story?
My swimmers don't work.
Can I tell a story?
Bro.
That's exactly what the fuck about. You're here for. Okay, so.
We're in Santa's workshop. We're in Legends workshop right now.
The year is 2008. Oh, shit. Okay. The year is 2008. Actually, it's my first girlfriend and the girl that I lost my virginity to. Mm-hmm. Like, it happened like that, you know, like with her, and then you're just with her. I was with her for 3 years. That's the longest relationship I've still had to this day. She was diagnosed as infertile. Okay.
And you were just shooting up the club every night.
I was shooting up the club. That's fucking jokes, bro. I was shooting up the club every single night, sometimes twice in a night, early morning shooting, bro. So I'm shooting up the club, bro. And then one day she calls me. I'm skipping a lot of details, but one day she calls me and I go to the hospital and she's pregnant. And the doctor literally comes in. He's like, oh, here's the lucky guy. And I'm like, I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nigga, what? And they're like, well, we see here in your papers that we diagnosed you as infertile like a few months back, but looks like you're pregnant. He looks at me and he says, son, you got yourself some super semen there. And I was like, part of me was like proud of it, but another part was like, fuck, this is going to be a problem.
No, I'm scared because I've never.
That's great.
Bro.
Maybe not.
Yeah, what?
Maybe, yeah. You should get that checked.
I want a kid.
I don't.
Well, then.
I'll have a kid and then.
All right.
Yeah.
People might be confused.
You let me know what you want. Asian, Latina, flavor of the week.
I'm a white boy with a little flavor, though. Maybe they won't be too confused, though.
I'll shoot up the club for my boy. I'll shoot up the club for my boy.
Really light skin. That's weird.
Yeah. Like, really, really.
Or maybe I can get a black girl. Baby will just be dark.
Let me know, bro. I'm here to support my friends, man. Come on.
But you can't fuck my girl. Like, more like a semen donation. Like, you can't clap my girl.
Okay,
bro.
Well, I'm out then. What? I thought you just wanted a kid, no? With that girl.
Do you see yourself getting, like, even if it's a girl you didn't date, just a girl you hooked up with and stuff, and then, like, your boy hit it, like, would that make you feel some type of way, or is it just like the boys, everything's free range?
I feel like I'm selective with different girls.
Mm-hmm. So some of them doesn't matter and some of them matters. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's easy answer. I guess
some of them are alley oops and then some of them you're like, that's baby girl, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You stay the fuck away from her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's different. There's
even,
different ones.
Even today we were talking about this and we're not going to name names again, but there's this girl now that I like and I just seen like my boy just followed her.
Yeah.
And she followed him back. And I just seen that. And I was just like, I wanted to DM him and be like, bro, this one you stay the fuck away from.
Yeah.
Bro.
You didn't?
I'll fight you. No. Because it's like, you don't want to bring attention to
it. Yeah. You don't want to act like it's eating you up. But you also, you know, if you let it slide and don't say anything about
but
it.
That homie of mine is notorious for like, literally like, this is like the problem, bro. Because it's like, I'll post these baddies on my page. And I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm like the lighthouse.
Yeah.
You know, it's like so the ships can come in on a stormy night.
I like that. I like that.
I've discovered these baddies. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's funny because I'll pin their comments, you know, and I'll post like stories with them and stuff like that when I hang out with certain ones. Because some of them, like, they're not in LA, right? But then I see, like, I'm Virgo, bro. You know, like, attention to detail is everything. So I'll go to their page and I'm like, oh, she got like, you know, 20, 30 new followers because I just pinned her comment. But I'll see the niggas that are following and I'm like, this is all the fuckboy niggas.
Yeah.
And not even the good fuckboys. Not like how I was back in the day, which was like.
And how you was.
How I was.
How you is.
I remember.
Oh, you're not a fuckboy anymore?
I'm a good boy now, bro.
Boo. Look, Lala's rolling her eyes. Good. We'll let you public. All right, yeah, we'll let him public.
Lala's like,
you can stand on business as a good boy on this podcast, but.
Lala's like, you're not a good boy, but you're not a bad boy
there
either.
There you go. I don't think girls don't truly want a good boy.
No, but see, this is
they want a headache a little bit.
Yeah, because
whether they want to admit it or
not, they feel more when you fuck with their emotion. Mm-hmm.
Is that fucked up? Is that toxic?
It's toxic as fuck, bro. Because like,
what's some of the most toxic shit you've done? Is there like a scenario that like you knew like texting her some shit like
I'm getting the head nod. Like, tell him.
Yeah.
Probably the most toxic shit I've done was like. You may have to cut this out, but was like, like technically take down like a friend group, like a group of girls.
Oh, you were like hooking up with her friends. Okay. That's like,
but then they don't become friends no more.
That's standard. Yeah. That's a pretty common toxic get back.
But it's like,
fuck the friends.
Only certain niggas can pull shit off like that. But it's also like, I don't know, man. It's
fucking like some slight, you ever like text some like. Like, I see those toxic, like, memes and shit, and it's like, you want to be toxic? Like, text her, like, I'm outside now, and then text her again quick and be like, oh, my God, wrong number.
Oh, no. I've never, like, done.
You know, girls sometimes, like, leave you on red for a while or, like, won't Snapchat you. You know what I mean? Some toxic. Do you have anything like that that works for you usually? Or
because the thing is, like, I actually don't like playing games. I think my life is just so complicated and so intricate, and I just love women so fucking much. That it's like Baskin Robbins for me, bro. Like, I'll just see a girl and I'm like, I just want to taste every single flavor.
Oh, shit.
So it's tough because I have like a no repeater policy most of the time. Yeah.
Why? I think it's better after the.
That's what everybody says. But the thing is, like.
So you're like one and done a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You eat girls out?
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite things.
You're one and done and eating. You're eating out one and done.
I'm not eating out everything that's in front of me, but yeah.
But I've eaten out like two girls ever.
No.
Is that crazy?
That's inappropriate. That's no.
Like, I'm like, I gotta be like, I gotta make sure that that's mine.
I get that.
Like,
I get that. I get that.
So that means I've only really done that with people that I've like talked to, and bro, LA's not much better.
That's true.
But,
and neither is Toronto.
Like, I'm only doing that with someone that I've talked to, and I haven't like been serious at talking with that many girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, random hookups, definitely not even coming close to that.
Yeah, I know.
He said it's one of my favorite things.
It's one of my favorite things.
No, I think I'm weird.
I'm good with my mouth.
I'm weird because a lot of guys, I don't know if guys just want to say that because they want girls to think that they, like, you know what I mean?
I wasn't into it for the long time.
Really? Okay, so maybe it'll grow on me?
No, for a very long time, I was like,
no, but it's not like I don't like it. Like,
no, but you know what it is? I'll tell you two things.
Would you eat a girl out on her period?
Absolutely not.
So Peter Vigilante was here the other day saying, like, bro, grow up. Period, whatever, get in there.
No.
He said, absolutely not. I said, what were you going to say, though?
My train of thought after that, bro.
He was like, but nah. you fuck on the period, on a period.
I don't like it.
Really? I don't like it. I'll do that.
Unless it's like my girl, I guess. Like, there's been times that that's happened. But it's like, it depends how far along.
I also don't love shower sex.
I'm 50-50. But I like starting in the shower and then finishing everywhere else.
Yeah, okay, that's different. But like, shower makes it really hard. And
do you make love or do you fuck?
You know what's funny? So my girl, right now that Mateet actually met her before, I don't know when this happened, a while ago, and it like brought up like making love, and then she was like, or you guys were making love, and she was like laughing, and she's like, Joey is not and I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? She's like, Joey, you do not make love. And I'm like thinking like, I don't.
You're like, I'm trying to break this bitch down.
Yeah. Why? What are you? Are you a maker? Or you do love?
I would say that I'm more of a make love kind of guy.
Can you make love with someone and choke them and pull their hair or no? Yes. I don't think so.
We got to ask the audience.
Yeah, right?
I guess I don't make love.
Making love.
What? I don't know, man. I guess
when I picture making love, it's like slower.
Yeah.
More kissing.
And your hands are doing this together.
When I'm fucking someone, it's like you're barely kissing, barely talking. Like, you know what I mean?
I guess I like fucking like more than making love.
But I will say there's a place for both.
Yes.
There's a place for both. And I think that's where I get in trouble because I want to wife a girl that I want to make love to. But then I also have that itch to fuck somebody. I don't want to treat the girl that I like that. Degrading. Like the girl that I look at like that, like, My girl that's pretty and innocent and not a slut, like, I don't want to fuck her face. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to make love to her. I like her. Some stupid slut. Sometimes you want to get it out of your system and then you're over it. And then it's post-nut clarity almost. Like,
what have I done?
whereas the girl you're making love with, you want them to stay. You know what I mean? You want that.
I also don't do sleepovers. No repeaters and no sleepovers.
Really?
So any girl that has slept over at my place.
How the fuck do you get a girlfriend?
Who said I wanted a girlfriend, bro? I just got out of a relationship.
Okay.
When I'm in a relationship, it's different. When I'm like, I'm inseparable with my girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm literally like, come and do everything with me. Like, I don't care if I'm working out. Just sit there and just be there with me.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm doing spreadsheets or I'm on phone calls and stuff like that. Be by my side, you know? But when it comes to like just hooking up and stuff, it's literally like, I'll pay for your Uber. Come over to my spot. Bing, bang, boom.
Bing bong.
Send you on your way. 5-star rating. Never see you again.
Like, make up excuses. I find myself a lot of the time, like when I was in situations like that, like texting Ferry or someone, like, bro, call me right now, freaking out that I'm late for some shit because this girl won't leave. That's some toxic shit. I didn't think about that. I'll text, he'll call me. Bro, he's fighting. Ferry's my guy, bro.
He's so animated, too.
He's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Get up and get up. Dude, they're not going to. I'm like, all right, my bad. Fuck. I'm like, my bad. He's starting to get ready. I'm like, all right, here I come. My bad. I'll go.
Genius. Hey. I'm over here like, that's genius.
Because I am a nice guy. And it would be so hard for me to be like, okay, can you leave? Like, I wouldn't, like, that's hard for me.
It is tough because that's why I don't allow sleepovers because 9 times out of 10, a girl's going to say
it's
this.
Always the ones that just leave on their, like, it's always the ones
that linger.
No. It's the ones that leave right away that you wanted to stay. And it's the ones that linger that you fucking want to leave.
I don't know, man. I think I have my no repeater policy. So for me, it's like when
I have my no repeater policy.
It's done. You know, I would say lately I've been doubling back on my word with the repeating policy.
Oh, right? So you've been with somebody.
There's some girls that just literally do not stress out my life. They add value to my life. Yeah. I take care of them.
High value women.
They take care of me. High value women. And it's cool and it's calm. And I'm like, literally, like, I don't care who you're doing what with. Don't tell me when you're with me, you're with me. When I'm with you, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Second, we're not together, we have our own lives. You know?
That's great. That's like great.
When, it's healthier than
I think the healthiest
marriages.
Point you could be in is when you're enjoying your time with somebody, but your world isn't revolving around it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the time, I think it happens with both girls and guys, but I think a girl's a lot of the time, their whole day revolves around their relationship. And so that's where they're picking out problems and making problems. Whereas if you can coexist together and have a good time, and then when you're apart, be distracted and not think about each other, and then cherish your time together and your things, and then forget about it and then come, you know what I mean? That's like the healthiest thing. Because if all you have is time to think about what's wrong, then you're going to find something.
Have you ever lived with a girlfriend?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
How was that?
Is that crazy? I was like, no. I was like, no. Yep.
Delete from my memory.
Bro, even worse than living with a girlfriend. I lived in a hotel room.
No.
With my girlfriend for like 3 months in West Hollywood. My first time in LA.
No. That's my nightmare.
In a hotel. Not even like same house, bro. Same room. Imagine same room.
That's
with
tough.
Your new girlfriend for like, bro, that ruined our relationship. 1,000%. Yeah, yeah, 1,000. Yeah. It was what
I lived with.
Bro,
a,
we couldn't
with a girlfriend
stand
before.
Each other at the end of that shit.
Yeah.
Could not stand
Which
each other.
Which sucks, dude. Man. It sucks. Because
bro, I could be in a hotel room with my, bro, me and Atit have traveled to countries together, bro. Want to wring each other's necks by the, I swear, bro, I have a distinct memory in my head, bro. No lie. Me and Atit, like, damn near got in a fist fight on the airplane to Germany one time, bro. So we're like GA like this, bro. Bro, not GA. I'm an idiot. Like, regular seats, whatever it is. Like, not first class, okay? 8.5 hours to Germany, bro.
Oh, no.
Bro, like this. My knees are here. Atit's here. There's an armrest, bro.
Oh.
We're fighting over the armrest like this. Atit's like, I'm like... Sitting there 8 hours fucking pissed at each other. Bro, just fucking fighting. But bro, like I said, we really liked each other. And I think living in the hotel together ruined us. Like, too much time spent together.
It's true, bro. And that's actually the hardest thing. I was living with a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, whatever you want to call her now. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing, bro. Like, it totally destroyed us. And it was her place. This is the worst part. Gentlemen, never fucking do this. If you're staying at your girl's place, she wears the pants.
Yep.
She has full authority. Yep. It's totally emasculinating. Mm-hmm. Worst experience of my fucking
feel like
life.
A puss, right?
Bro, I was like, I'm a little fucking bitch. Cause she would kick me out like 4 times a day. She actually knows her. She knows her from Toronto.
My bad, I'm laughing, but
no, bro, it was terrible. It was terrible, but I can look back on my life now because like that was where like my villain arc like just started. You know, my villain arc really started 2 years after that because I was just like in relationships.
Where are you right now in your villain arc? You're coming back to the good side.
I'm Thanos at this point.
Oh,
bro.
Shit. You collected all that. I see the stones you're collecting.
Collecting them all, bro. Because the thing is, like, nobody plays fair when it comes to dating anymore, bro. Like, when you have married women in your DMs hitting you up and the last post on their page is them with their fucking 2 kids on the beach with their husband and stuff like that, then you realize the system is fucking broken. You know, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'm hitting up married women and shit like that. But it's like when you see that, you're like, no one's playing fair anywhere.
Nah.
So
scary.
You know, it's harder to like really want to be in a relationship. That'll and if you're dating baddies, it's worse, too, because if you're an insecure guy, then you're constantly going to be like, I can't lose this girl. Or like, damn, Chris Brown just liked her last photo. Fuck Tyga's right there, it. Too. Shit. You know what I'm saying? And girls will see that and be like, oh, I can
be
with
him. You ever
got
your girl taken by a celebrity? Like
absolutely. Chris
Brown. Elaborate. Chris Brown took your girl?
Chris Brown.
Dude, all right. What happened?
I was just...
You were talking to...
I was talking to this girl.
You were like out in public and it happened in person?
Nah.
Okay. What happened?
I was talking to this girl and it's actually hilarious because she's not from America. And we hit it off and it was good and really liked each other. We actually went for dinner and like she was like... Mm-hmm. I don't want kids either. I was like, me neither. And she's like, I want to do this with my life. I was like, I want to do this. Like, it was like match made in heaven, right? And I made a joke and I said, well, baby, you're in LA now. So like, if Chris Brown ever like slid on you, like, I can't even be mad about it because she's an artist. And I was like, go for it. Nigga, like 2 weeks later.
Should have knocked on wood, bro.
2 weeks later, she's with Chris Brown. I don't know what they did or what happened, but I seen that and I was like, the power of manifestation.
Like, yeah. Fuck, bro.
So I'm over here sitting down like Ariana Grande.
But to be fair, to be fair, that's a blessing though. That was the next thing out of my mouth. You know right away. So, bro,
I love you.
Imagine this scenario. That didn't happen 2 weeks into you meeting her. Imagine you dated this girl and then it happened.
Yeah, terrible.
Because once she's probably like that always. Like, you know what I mean?
Terrible, terrible.
Like, yeah. I'd like to think any girl that I seriously talk to, like, wouldn't care if a celebrity hit, like, you know what I mean?
And I've been with some girls that are around celebrities a lot, mm-hmm. and they're not starstruck with it, and it's actually really attractive.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, okay, you value a genuine, real relationship, and you know that these niggas aren't trying to cuff you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dip. They're just trying to fucking dip. Like, they don't remember your name. They don't know your number. You're like, you're saved on their phone as baddie, like, 1347, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
give me one more real. Banger. When you were thinking over here, when you were tossing and turning in bed, either story or thought, opinion, give me one more.
I kind of covered a lot of the, like,
did you cover really a lot of
toxic shit? Because I really wanted to talk about
that. I just like to say, policy. I like to say that towards the end, just because I hate when people walk away like, fuck, I should have. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to think of stories, bro, because a lot of the shit that's happened to me here with women is like fucked up. Like, mm-hmm. I would be like, bro, like, we can't even talk about this when there's cameras.
Yeah.
Like, she knows, you know who I'm talking about, right? Like, I can't even talk about that story because, like, it's not going to make me look good in any way, even though I was not the one in the fucking wrong, which is crazy. But, fuck, now I'm really just thinking, bro.
Now he's in it. He's just got me thinking, in my feeling. Hey.
Nah, there's been, like, the funny thing is, like, LA for me hasn't been, like, a spectrum of shit. It hasn't been, like, really good shit. A few little crazy things here in between. All really crazy. Bad shit. It's, like, really good shit, really bad shit. Mm-hmm. There's not, like, the middle ground would be, me being able to be like, oh, this one time, this was kind of wild. This was kind of crazy. But the bad shit is like, bro, like.
Well, then can I end on a light note?
Give it to me.
My favorite memory of you, of us. Is that nice?
I like
that. Lala was involved, obviously. Fucking Lala. If I'm with Legend, Lala's bouncing around somewhere. taking shrooms and going to Six Flags.
Oh.
Is that what it is? Six Flags or what's it?
Six Flags. Yeah.
Oh, we're not allowed to see shrooms that way. How about this?
Whatever. I don't give a fucking.
I took shrooms and went to Six Flags, but I don't know. All I remember, we did the same roller coaster like 8 times in a row.
That was the best.
Legends fucking walking around, fucking biceps out and shit. Like that screaming on the dude. You like the pictures on the thing? Like this fucking. Yeah, you were.
I think you were there.
Me,
he was there.
Legend.
He literally bought our tickets.
And your other friend. Box.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I forgot you.
Come on, Lala.
Obi was the highlight. Come on.
What? What did he do?
He was like, I'm not going on that one, fam. No, wait. All of the rides.
Don't do it. Oh, yeah.
And he's actually serious. He was serious, too.
Don't do it.
Yeah. He gets off. He's like, that was actually kind of fun, fam. He's gonna fucking kill me for this. He doesn't know I do a pretty good Obi.
Oh my god, that was pretty fun, fam.
Yeah. Yo, fam, like, run that.
You from Brompton, body tings.
You know?
All right, but no, that was my favorite. That was a good day.
I'm going to Six Flags tomorrow. Literally, same thing. Repeat.
He loves it there, bro. Bro, and then, bro, you know Box? Bro, first of all, Box picks us up.
Oh, man.
Gangster, bro. And you know he's a gangster, not only by how he looks. We made like 4 stops on the way there that he didn't tell anybody about.
Yep.
Gotta stop here. I'm like, oh shit, okay. Like,
we're in the hood all of a
sudden. I'm like, oh shit, okay, I'm with my boys, but this dude's legit, okay? Box, okay, I'm going. Then he started telling me him and fucking Atik go at it. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. This dude and Atik go at it? I'm waiting. We get there. All access, all year round, Six Flags pass. I'm like, you're not that gangster.
He's got kids.
He's like, bro, I take my kids here all the time. Yeah. We're going through. He's like, well, that ride's right here around the corner.
Yeah.
If you want to eat, we're going to go down here guide. To the right. Yeah. I was like, bro, how do you know this theme park? Like the back of your hand. He's like, chilling. Yeah. He's like, no, well, this ride goes up, goes back down. So you're good on that one. And I'm like, bro, what?
My only complaint about that day was that by the time we actually got to the rides, the sun was coming down and it was cold freezing as fuck, nigga. And I'm from Canada, bro.
Yeah.
It was cold as fuck. That. I'm going tomorrow, bro, at 6 p.m.
No, thank you. I thought, oh, Six Flags. I was like, Canada?
And no, Six Flags at 6 p.m. Because they shut down the park and a company that I'm working with.
No way.
It's going.
Damn, so you're going to run that shit. You got to go do the same ride over and over and over. Show them how you know how to ride it.
Yeah. Eyes closed backwards.
You do. You know, no lie. You ride that one roller coaster better than anyone, I think. But ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Legend. Here, give us your ads. Which Instagram at?
Aaron Legend. E-R-E-N-L-E-G-E-N-D.
And then, I don't know, TikTok, OnlyFans coming soon.
Fuck all that.
All right, good. So we got the Instagram. This is Aaron Legend. This is one of my good friends. It was one of my good real friends in Hollywood.
My real dog right here.
Thank you for coming. Grateful. It's been a long time coming. And
proud of you.
He's been with me before the podcast. So thank you for
and into the afterlife.
Jeez.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.